When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was just a few days ago that all systems were go. Everything was pointing toward Washington, D.C., getting the RFK land back. And that was a big step toward eventually building a new stadium on that land for the Commanders. Since then, it feels like things have hit a snag. So get us up to speed. What is going on and why?
I hate to be doomsday, Grant. I think at this point it's looking like more than just a snag. I mean, the government funding bill that the RFK bill was attached to, which appeared at the time to be the biggest hurdle the team and the city had to overcome to get this land in DC's control, clearing them for the way to make the stadium deal, has completely fallen apart. Meaning the deal itself is dead on Capitol Hill. And now, and we can, I don't know if you want to go into the politics of it, but the bottom line is it's dead. And now we're dealing with Republicans and Democrats and a president-elect and his staff who are negotiating over ways forward and what they're ultimately going to pass, because they have to pass something at some point to keep the lights on and to keep the government open. But RFK at this point seems to be a casualty of this infighting up on Capitol Hill right now.
So, Eric, that's what I wanted to ask you about. At some point, these people that are posturing and don't like each other and are doing whatever to score points for whomever, don't they have to pass something? Like, in other words, like, eventually the government will open again, right? Like, so, right. But there's no chance anything gets attached to that, correct?
Yeah, so there are a couple options here. And the one that's good for RFK, for those who want the RFK land in D.C. hands, appears to be the most remote. But like, you know, Jim Carrey said, you're saying there's a chance. But if somehow they resurrect some version of the bill that's dead right now, the version that was agreed upon yesterday that had RFK, and if somehow that's the version of the bill that's stripped down and they just take a bunch of spending out of that, and RFK, which is attached to that bill, slides through because there's no money, there's no savings attached to that, despite what some are saying on social media, then that is the path forward for RFK to become a reality this session. The other option is that they start anew. They do what's known as a clean bill, a clean funding bill. They basically start over. And at that point, if they're starting over, if they're just dealing with keeping the lights on for the government and avoiding a government shutdown, then smaller things, and again, this is a big deal to us, but it is not a big deal to anybody in the rest of the country, smaller things like RFK have virtually no chance of being added on when they're literally just looking to come to some sort of agreement so federal workers aren't not getting paid before Christmas. So those are kind of the two big options you're looking for. Even if there's a government shutdown, those are kind of the two options. Although if we do shut down the government, you're probably looking at some sort of a new bill.
All right, Eric, but how did we get here from 72 hours ago when everyone's high-fiving and the ball was crossing the goal line? And obviously we're a sports show. You mentioned that you've got to brush up against politics. People are going to have to put their grown-up pants and shirts on. There was a time where we could have conversations and everyone didn't get angry. But treading is, I guess, as lightly as you need to in our little sports platform. Sure. How did we get here?
Yep, sure. So Elon Musk, who many people know, is an appointee of President-elect Donald Trump. And his mission in the new Trump administration is to attack government waste, to make government more efficient. Yesterday, he went on a large, what was formerly known as tweet storm, but an X storm, posting dozens and dozens of posts to his social media platform X, talking about the spending bill in general and what a waste of money it was. Because the reality is, and this part is true, that in addition to keeping the lights on, the government funding bill, there were many add-ons to this bill. This is very typical in Capitol Hill, but this is kind of what he's charged with. So he was attacking the add-ons in the bill, many of which cost billions of dollars. RFK did not, but there were many that did. And he just kind of went on a mission. That, in turn, led a lot of the very conservative members of the Republican Party on Capitol Hill to be emboldened to come out and oppose a bill that had already been agreed to by the leadership of not one party, but both parties, Republicans and Democrats. The leaders, or we thought the leaders were of the parties, had agreed to this bill. And that's why we were all celebrating those who wanted to see RFK in DC's hands. Once Elon Musk went public with his criticisms, it kind of stirred up a base on Capitol Hill, which ultimately killed the bill. And that's where we are right now.
Where is Maryland in all of this? I mean, at one point there was like fighter jets involved and, you know, well,
they got appeased, right? They got their fighter jets.
I guess they got it.
And they got their money for the bridge that fell down in Baltimore.
Right. So
this
like,
not gonna do,
what does Maryland stand?
This really has nothing to do with Maryland. It really has nothing to do with anybody who's in our local contingent. This was a force of nature, which is the frustrating thing, right? This was a force of nature greater than anybody who is in the DMV. This was a curveball out of left field, to use every sports analogy you can muster. That the team.
How about a touchdown that got reviewed? Oh, thank you.
All of it. I mean, it was reviewed. It was reviewed up in the booth and on appeal, even to the third base umpire. I mean, you know, like literally nobody saw this coming. The people who were behind the bill were celebrating. They were cracking the beers. Now, the Commanders had not come out and put a statement because they wanted it to be officially official, but they didn't see this coming. The reason the Commanders didn't put out a statement yesterday wasn't because anybody saw this coming. They were just going to wait until the bill was voted on.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Right? But, and others decided not to, including the mayor of D.C., and I don't think anybody had a problem with that because nobody saw this coming. But it's not Maryland's fault. It's not D.C.'s fault. Nobody, the agreement was hammered out. Maryland got what it wanted. You know, D.C. got what it wanted. Virginia's sitting over there, you know, doing its own thing. But this was beyond us here in the DMV, and now it is very, very possible that this thing that had been 10 years coming is now falling apart at the left.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Danny and I have compared this to, or the analogy that we were using yesterday that Danny came up with was, like, the bill is a ship, and the RFK land is a barnacle.
Just a barnacle on the ship.
It's just a little barnacle on the ship, right? Elon doesn't care about the barnacle, does he? I mean, the barnacle is going to not go through because it has to be attached to a ship so that it can get to the next country. But there's no other ship that it can get on. And he just wants the ship to not go. Is that fair, or is he actually bothered by the barnacle?
That's correct. I mean, listen, Elon did, in one of his posts, single out, retweet something that was misinformation.
Yeah,
about
I responded to that because he was wrong about that. You could elaborate on that.
No, yeah, he was wrong. Basically, a person who was on the X staff kind of called out the RFK bill. Buried into the spending bill is a $3 billion deal to give, you know, federal land for a NFL football stadium. It was just wrong on every level. And Elon Musk reposted it and said, this is the type of thing. I'm not quoting him, but basically the point was, this is what I'm talking about. The post, by the way, of the person he reposted has since been corrected. It's still up in a different version, just saying we can't be giving away federal land like this. By the way, DC taxpayer money is going to go to clean up the land if they would give DC the land one way or another, even if there's not a stadium there. But that's kind of so he does, but he doesn't care. You're right. He does not care about this RFK bill. He was on a tweet storm. He was on a post storm. He was on an X storm, whatever you want to call it. And he did, in fact, mention RFK, but it is much bigger than this. Than he does not care about RFK, but RFK very well, because of the way Congress works, may potentially, and at this point is on course to die because it's got caught up in this political fight over funding.
Which was always part of the problem.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this is so much bigger. It should be so easy. Josh Harris's stadium in the arena I saw in Philly, the news today. Like, there's no fighter jets. There's never any bridge for a city that isn't the city that you're trying to put the arena in. Just the getting of the land has been mission impossible. This is why I keep screaming Maryland over and over and over again. It's just so easy. Westmore will meet you there in a Terry McLaurin jersey with a shovel tonight at 11 p.m. Like, I'm so tired of this. All these people that don't go to the stadium tell me that they can't build another stadium there. I keep going to the crap stadium, and I'm ready to build another one. So let's go back for a second. So then, specific to the land, basically, the D.C. problem of getting the land back is being held up by people that have nothing to do with D.C.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it has, well, and that's been happening for 10 years. But in this case, it's more true than ever, because there was bipartisan support to give the land back to D.C. To your point, and to double punch on the point, nobody cares. Like, the Republicans and Democrats are not arguing over D.C. getting long-term control over the RFK site. Literally nobody cares. They're actually in agreement. Everybody probably wants it off their plate. But the way Capitol Hill works, the fact that the session is about to end, the fact that this is literally the last bill that Congress is going to pass before it goes home and takes its nice winter break, is the reason that RFK has to be attached to it. And now that it's dying, dead, and they're fighting over these things that have nothing to do with RFK, and whether or not a football stadium goes there or green space goes there, D.C. is once again potentially not going to have control of the land, and that rusted bucket of bolts that we loved so much back in the day that is sitting there absolutely vacant is going to continue to sit there for absolutely no reason other than a funding that has nothing to do with it.
So Eric Flack with us here, kind enough to give us a few minutes to explain it to us like we're five, because we kind of are in this space.
I am five.
So this is going to sound like, I don't know, like the Oliver Twist style and the most naive question of all time. But you mentioned there was bipartisan support for this. Because there was. Sure. There are a couple stunning beats along the way. Like, I don't know who, I don't remember anyone's name anymore. But there was a Republican senator who's like, you know what? That Mayor Bowser's A-okay. Or congressman, rather. He's like, we're on the same side and we agree with everything. Let's give him the land.
Comer. James Comer.
And that started this whole process. And then, like, the Senate was all good until Steve Daines was like, not so fast. Stop enjoying yourself. But whatever. The point is, if there was bipartisan support before, I'm going to do it in a minute. Is there a chance, Eric, that there could be bipartisan support again? That the folks could come together down on Capitol Hill and reach an accord? They could shake hands over it and toast to their successes. Couldn't it happen for true?
That's my favorite character you did. Does he have a name?
I don't know.
Like a Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, is that not Oliver Twist? With a bowl of porridge?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
The bit you do where you go, my number could come in, you see.
Yes, it's like a down on his luck due to the height of the Depression. It's kind of the bit, you know, where it's like, my number's going to come in one day, I tell you. I'm going to keep plugging away. I'm going to keep working, and there'll be providence here. We'll be great successes, I tell you. Like that guy.
Literally from a soup line, that guy is saying.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Are you asking if they can do it this session or next session?
I don't know, honestly. My point is, like, once everybody reshuffles.
But next session means, aren't you?
Yeah, next Jeff Sessions.
I don't know what guest we had on, but most of the time we have Eric on. Wasn't it you that told us if they wait till next session, like, this is another year? It's not like it's 3 months away.
Right, but
like,
I guess that's the point. It's like, couldn't people that agreed before, I know there's some changeover, but like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of will to stop it. Everyone's like, yeah, get it off the books pretty much, right?
Yeah, so that's the next question. I mean, that's going to be the next thing we talk about. And I think the team doesn't want to go there yet, but it's already starting to tackle those questions about whether we try this again next year. The answer to your question is yes. There is some of the infrastructure that is still in place. You do have support from people who have already supported it, that have been convinced that there's nothing wrong with it, and you're going to have Republican control of Congress. All that's going to be fine. There are always going to be new hiccups and obstacles. There's a senator from Utah. The senator from Utah is one of only two people who voted it out, who voted against this
him
bill.
And Byrne, right?
Right. That guy.
Byrne. Who's Byrne?
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Total opposite ends of the spectrum. We're like, yeah, this isn't good.
Danny, leave me out of it.
Sorry.
Correct. Yeah. No, that's okay. I didn't know whose turn it was to do an impression at this point.
Yeah, it was my turn.
We've gone off the rails slightly. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
It's your turn, actually.
Do you have an impression, Eric,
you
want to do for us?
Well,
you deliver the information.
I do. I got nothing. I'm the worst impressionist in the world. I got nothing but RFK info for you. But listen, so like Bernie is fine. The bigger issue is the Utah senator, because he wants DC to pay for the land, which complicates it again. He's going to be chair of that committee. He's a Republican. Republicans are going to be in control of that committee. He's going to be chair of that committee. Could that cause an obstacle next session? I'm not sure. But the other question is going to be, they were so – Josh Harris, Mark Ein, Rails, they were so close. They tasted it. They likely were popping some champagne at some point yesterday if they drank. Like, the team thought they had it, and now they don't. Maybe. Let's not give up hope. But if they don't, if it continues on this path, has that taste wet their, like, appetite for getting so close to being the people that bring the team back to D.C., knowing that they were that close? And this was literally a unrelated kind of just chance politics thing that they got caught up in. Do they go back and do it again and follow that infrastructure? And I think that's going to be the next question. I think it's going to be hard for them not to at least seriously entertain taking another shot at this, knowing how close they were. But, of course, if they do that, much to Grant's point, we go through this all over again. You push back the timeline. Now you're talking about 2031, unless they can do it really, really quick early in the session. And there's just, I mean, there's no guarantees, but it's possible. It's possible. Sure.
That means six more years at this stage.
Yeah, seriously.
Say it with me, people. Maryland. Say it with me. It can be a nice stadium. I promise you it can be nice. You build a nice stadium.
Maryland is sitting there like the Michael Jackson emoji with the popcorn, just eating the popcorn.
Just feet up, yeah.
I bet you Wes Moore did a fist pump or two with all this news yesterday as we were all punching walls over
here. That's why they keep hanging around. They just keep on hanging around with their 600, 500, 600 million going, guys, whenever you're ready, we're ready.
All right, so let's let you out on this. Eric Flack, you can see why we want him on. He's got great information, and he delivers it in a way that even silly geese like us can understand. So my last question for you, Eric, is this is impossible to answer, but do your best. Percentage chance that they somehow get off the mat here. If we're
10%,
talking
10%.
You're giving it only 10%.
Oh yeah. I know,
man.
My ex is all over the place. It's like the stadium's coming. The stadium's not coming. I recognize that. Like anybody who follows me and thinks that like yesterday you told me the stadium is coming and today you're telling me it's not. Fair. But this is Capitol Hill. This is what we're dealing with. And the biggest problem is the RFK thing is such small potatoes compared to what they're fighting about. It is literally on nobody's radar anymore. And right now, the idea of resurrecting the one thing it's attached to is like the most remote option. So 10 is just because there's got to be a chance that they do, because it's kind of like the easiest way to keep the lights on is to work with the bill they already have. The problem is, like, the anti-spending people have literally got on such a soapbox with this that they would have to, you know, make such fundamental changes to that current bill and the spending in it that it makes it very, very difficult.
Eric, you're the best, buddy. Thank you as always, man.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Eric Flack, WSA TV9. Make sure you're watching his coverage of this developing story. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.